Okay, last question. I know you're a man of faith. Everybody knows that who knows you. And what happened today in Grand Blanc, just awful.
Just heartbreaking for all those families and their loved ones. I had to give the prayer at my church this morning, and we didn't know about this event yet while we were meeting. And we were just praising God for being able to have a country where we can meet peaceably and without fear of persecution and harassment, as many believers around the world do. And yet, while I was praying that, right here in our own state, we had somebody who was terrorizing a church, and people gathered to worship according to their own consciences. And it's unthinkable and just tragic in so many ways.
Well, Ed, the last question I have for you is about the church shooting, and it's like, I just keep the big question is like, what the heck's wrong with people, And I know you have a little bit of insight on it because you are heavily involved in religion, and you do a lot of prayers in the Senate chamber, right? And at your church in Norway. So kind of give me your thoughts.
Well, as a Christian, the decline that we see in society and the madness that we see, the what we often really properly identify as mental health issues and things, I think are part of the natural direction of society that's in decline goes as we lose the connections to what builds a strong society. And what I believe God prescribes for that is, strong families, strong community, recognizing that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We recognize a higher power that we put ahead of our own needs, and instead we see a society where community is less and less important to people. We tell people, live for yourself, do what you need to do for you, take care of you first. And I think a lot of the problems, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of the problems we see are just that decline as we lose those connections to what we used to believe.